thanks for listening to the HCH podcast. We are building a community of short-term rental hosts and property managers, plus a valued audience of industry professionals. To help us on our journey, please hit the subscribe button wherever you listen. It will help us to grow this platform and increase the amount of quality free education we can share with you, our valued audience. Also, we will soon be hosting our first event in collaboration with the Property Investor Show. Holiday Cottage Handbook Live will be held at Excel London on the 19th and 20th of April. There will be panel sessions and seminars, plus a bunch of exhibitors from across the short-term rentals industry. Tickets are free. All you need to do is register online. Head to propertyinvestor.co.uk for further details. Hello and welcome to the Holiday Cottage Handbook podcast, a platform which helps you become the best and most profitable short-term rentals manager. I'm your host, James Varley, and today we'll be talking to Vanessa Warwick from Property Tribes and looking forward to Holiday Cottage Handbook Live, which will be held in collaboration with the Property Investor Show in April. Now, our goal here at HCH is to share everything you need to know about buying and managing short-term rentals, whether you're a host, investor, or property manager. To get the most out of our platform, make sure you head to the website. It's holidaycottagehandbook.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter and download our free ebook, which offers a comprehensive guide to buying and managing short-term rentals. Also, make sure you follow us on social media. We're active on Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. You can get all the links from our website, holidaycottagehandbook.com. Before we speak to our special guest, I want to tell you all about HCH Financial Services. This is a new brand that specializes in providing access to the best holiday let mortgages on the market. Their team of award-winning brokers provide an unrivaled service. Whether you're looking for your first holiday let loan, a remortgage, or a financial product like life insurance or will writing, the team can also help you secure a range of other products, including residential, buy-to-let, and HMO mortgages, along with bridging finance and equity release. To get in touch with the team, call 0333 1234 536, or email advice@hchfs.co.uk. You can also visit the website for further details, hchfs.co.uk. Thank you for listening to the HCH podcast. It's time now to welcome our special guest. Vanessa Warwick is the co-founder of Property Tribes, an online forum which has been helping landlords and investors since 2009. Vanessa is also an ambassador for the Property Investor Show, which will be held on the 19th and 20th of April. And this year, for the first time, it will feature Holiday Cottage Handbook Live, which will be our platform's first event. Vanessa, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to the HCH podcast.
Oh, great to be back. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Okay, so as we said then, you're an ambassador for the Property Investor Show, which this year will feature a major new attraction, of course, Holiday Cottage Handbook Live. This will be a show within a show dedicated to the short-term rentals industry. But just generally, why is the Property Investor Show a must-attend event in our industry?
Well, it really is a must-attend event. I've been going, I think, now for over a decade, and it happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the autumn. And it really is the gathering of the landlord and property investor tribes. Everybody's there, and it's just a great day out. There's so much to see and do there. And I think there are three key benefits. First of all, there's educational elements where you can attend seminars and presentations. Secondly, there's lots of exhibitors there with products and services, many of them, you know, relatively new to the market that you may not have heard of, but you need to hear about. And thirdly, there's the networking element, because there's typically around 6,000 people there over the weekend. It's very busy and buzzy, and you get to talk to some really interesting and inspiring people. And I look forward to it every year. I love the spring event because, you know, the days are getting longer and there's a feeling of positivity and optimism in the air. And, you know, we can channel that through the event. And it's almost like a vitamin injection for landlords and property investors. You come away feeling inspired, that your knowledge has been increased. And, you know, even if you only pick up one little nugget that makes a difference to your business, then it's been worth taking a day out to go and attend the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as we discussed during your first podcast appearance, actually, both our platforms, of course, Property Tribes, Holiday Cottage Handbook, we are dedicated to providing valuable free education to property investors. And that, of course, will be a common theme during HCH Live. So just explain to us, how important for property investors is it to get that right education?
Well, first of all, you mentioned free education. And of course, the Property Investor Show is free to attend. So what's not to love about that? But no, you're absolutely right. Both Property Tribes and HCH, we're both committed to educating landlords because we believe that being educated reduces risks. And it gives a better experience for everybody involved in the transactional nature of property to work with people that are educated and informed. Mainly risk mitigation and just being, you know, the best that you can be, because being a landlord or a short-term rentals host, you are running a business. And, you know, there's entrepreneurial elements to a lot of what we do. And, you know, you need to learn and grow. And in fact, I think one of the main, defining things about successful people is that they're constantly thirsting for new knowledge and information. And these little tidbits of information, they can just give you such an edge in your business. And it's very, very important, just on a personal level, I believe, to want to learn and grow and become better at what you're doing. And I think the show provides the perfect forum to do that.
And especially in the short-term rental space as well, because this is a very fast-developing industry. There are new trends coming on stream all the time. People are talking about the prospect of regulation. It is really important for people to be informed about what's going on in this world right now.
Well, it is. And I've been a huge champion of short-term and holiday lets since, 2009, when I started out on my particular journey into that type of investment. And I think, you know, it's the sector has grown massively over the last decade, and we've had many new products and services come out to assist holiday let owners and short-term rental hosts. Many of them are digital products, and we all know that working in a digital format is a very smart and efficient way to work. And I think all landlords and property investors should try and, you know, digitize as many aspects of their business as they can. And there's increasing products and services that allow us to do that. So yes, the sector's growing all the time. We've got new mortgage products coming out, new lenders coming to the scene, new tech products, and just lots of different services to help us run an even more efficient business. And, it's all about profitability at the end of the day. And if you can adopt these different products and services and they improve your efficiency, then you're going to have a more profitable business at the end of the day. And hopefully, you know, you've reduced risk and hassle along the way as well.
Yeah. And in relation to those products and services, a quick word on the exhibitors now. At the time of recording, we've already got several businesses signed up for HCH Live, including Sykes Holiday Cottages, Your Air Host, HCH Financial Services, and Super Control. By the time this goes out, hopefully we'll have added a few more. Experts from all those brands will be involved in the content that we deliver as well, including the panel sessions and seminars. So Vanessa, there really will be a lot to learn for everybody in the STR sector, whether you run one property or hundreds.
or indeed if you're just thinking of dipping your toe in the water. And I just love this idea of having a zone, a niche area where you can go and meet providers of products and services and all the experts. And in that zone will undoubtedly be fellow landlords and short-term rental hosts all congregating there that you can interact with and network with. And, you know, as I said, this is one of the most valuable aspects of the event. But in the zone, you get all of the benefits I talked about earlier. And I just think it's just wonderful that short-term rentals are getting this kind of focus at the show, because they are increasingly popular with landlords. And, you know, many landlords that are struggling with the, you know, very onerous tax regime of Section 24, many of them have decided to turn to holiday lets and short-term rentals, and they need help and support. And now they have a destination for exactly that.
I really hope you're enjoying this episode of the HCH podcast. To help us grow, I have a small favour to ask. Hitting subscribe and rating our show wherever you listen will help us to grow our platforms and share even more high-quality free education about the short-term rentals industry. Also, if you have a friend who you think would find our content useful, please send them a link or direct them to the website. It's holidaycottagehandbook.com. All right, back to the show. The number of people that have maybe switched a little bit from holiday or switched from buy-to-lets to holiday-lets, or they've started diversifying a little bit, how much of that trend have you started to see over the last 5 years or so?
I would say I've probably seen it more over the last 3 years or so. But I think, you know, it is becoming increasingly competitive to be a short-term rentals host, and you have to be absolutely bringing your A game every day. There's no room for complacency or mediocrity in short-term rentals at all. I think customers are very discerning. They have very high standards and expectations, and, you know, they are ultimately, in my opinion, seeking to probably stay somewhere that's a lot nicer than their own home. And I think also that we as short-term rentals hosts have a responsibility to our customers, because, you know, it's their holiday. This is something that people look forward to all year. You know, it's their 2 weeks of rest and relaxation, or whatever they want to do. And it's up to us to make sure that they have an absolutely awesome time. And, you know, it's one of the things that I love about having holiday lets is that I can, you know, fulfill a wonderful holiday for somebody that's going to, you know, provide memories for them for years to come. And of course, you know, if you do that, then you're very likely to get repeat bookings, which are really the lifeblood of having a successful short-term rental business, that you have guests that come back time again, and also, of course, give you very good reviews. So I regard it as an honour and a privilege to be providing short-term holiday accommodation for people, and also maybe their furry friend, and that they have a wonderful holiday together and go away with a smile on their face. And I think, you know, by immersing yourself in the Holiday Cottage Handbook zone at the Property Investor Show, I think, you know, that's going to help you achieve that in your business.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, one thing that I could say from every single industry event that I've attended is that it's made me a better host, and that makes me provide a better guest experience. So by attending this kind of event and learning from people, you're going to get a better guest experience for your guests. And eventually that's going to lead into better reviews and hopefully more occupancy and more profit eventually.
Well, that kind of chimes back to what I said earlier, because, you know, you wake up on, let's say, a Friday morning of the show and it's raining and it's cold, and you think, ah, do you know what? I won't bother to go. I'm just going to stay in bed. But actually, it's so important for you as an individual, or us as individuals, to actually, you know, break through those kind of barriers that are kind of a default position for many of us, and actually say, no, I am going to make the effort to go to the show. And I just think that very action alone of turning up is so positive to our mindsets, because once you're actually there, then you've got this massive smorgasbord of knowledge and inspiration, experts, fellow landlords to tap into. And you ignite serendipity by making the effort to turn up at an event. And there's a great saying, it's very, very important to spend time on your business, not in your business. And we're all working as individuals in quite isolated circumstances sometimes running our businesses, but you need to work on your business and actually going to the Property Investor Show, taking advantage of all that it has to offer is actually part of working on your business. And I do believe that if you make the effort to go, you will be rewarded and you'll come away enriched by the experience.
Absolutely, yeah. Attending this event and interacting with platforms like ours helps people to develop more sustainable businesses, which are going to be profitable in the long term. This is what it's all about. A few key facts about the attendees. Most people who attend the Property Investor Show own multiple properties. 22% own 4 to 5, 17% own 5 to 10, and 24% actually own more than 10 properties. So this is an audience, Vanessa, that is committed to property investment and clearly looking to scale their businesses.
It most certainly is. And I think that the show has kind of two flavors. On the Friday, you will get the more experienced landlords who obviously are not in a job or, running a career. They're able to come out on a Friday and attend the event. And then on Saturday, I've always found that it's a lot more newcomers to the scene who have been at work all week but can come on a Saturday, and they're hungry for information. And it really is just certainly for newcomers to any sector or part of our sector, niche, whatever you want to call it, it's just such a great day out for them, because they can go and find out about anything and everything and get a real kind of overall flavor of our sector and what the opportunities are, and really start to think about what might be right for them, the best strategy for them. And I always say that it's, in my opinion, it's good to build a kind of solid cash flowing portfolio of just straightforward vanilla buy to let. Get that under your belt first, and then think about diversifying. And that would be at the point that I would suggest that somebody considers moving into short-term rentals or holiday lets. But of course, some people, they're in the right position to be able to start a holiday let or short-term rental business from the get-go. And if that's the case, then yes, they definitely do need education, and they really do need to have a very top game to get going if that's kind of the starting point of their property investment journey. So everything is there at the show for you. It's just a case of turning up, diving in, and just making the most of your day. And what I would suggest is that you have a look online and see all the different seminars and educational programs that there are, and try and kind of create a little roadmap of what you're going to do on your day there. Maybe highlight some particular exhibitors that you'd like to meet up and have a chat with, because when you get there and you walk in the door, it's like this enormous blast of energy. There's thousands of people. It's huge. There's lots of different stands, and it can be quite overwhelming. So I think a little planning in advance is a good idea to get the most out of your day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can attest to that. It's definitely an energy boost when you get in that room. In addition to that, then, just we were mentioning there the people who've got lots of properties and they're looking to scale. If you're just looking to get into property and you're interested perhaps in making your first investment, this might be a good time, right? Things are starting to turn a little bit. We're seeing interest rates hopefully starting to come down in the near future. Inflation's come down. We're seeing mortgage rates being cut left, right, and center. Does 2024 feel like a good year to start getting involved in property to you, Vanessa?
Well, it does. I've been a landlord since 1992, but a portfolio landlord since 2004. So I've seen many changes in our sector and many highs and many lows. But I have to say that, you know, as 2024 gets underway, I do feel optimistic. You've mentioned buy-to-let rates coming down significantly. They are. There's announcements every day of lenders dropping rates or bringing out new products. You know, inflation is hopefully under control. And I think, you know, landlord optimism to me, being on the forums all day, it does feel, you know, that there is optimism in the air for landlords. And, you know, if you get yourself along to the show, it's a great way to just really tap in to really positive people, because all the people that have made the effort to turn up are committed to their businesses, and they're great people to be inspired by. And, you know, you can never know it all and you can never learn less. So just go with an open mind is the best thing, and just talk to anybody and everybody, and just, you know, take advantage of everything that the show has to offer. Maybe you've never considered holiday lets before. Well, that's the perfect opportunity to go into the holiday let short-term rental zone, and, you know, have a chat with people there. So just expand your horizons.
We have mentioned this before, but it's worth reiterating. There are a lot of events in the short-term rental space specifically, which are very expensive to attend. This one is free. There's no excuse not to come along, is there, Vanessa?
There really isn't. It's a great day out. There's loads of different restaurants and coffee bars. There's parking. And yeah, you will ignite serendipity by turning up. And it could influence you in some way, very much for the more positive. So, yeah, there's no reason not to go. It's over 2 days. Sometimes I go both days. If I don't feel that on the first day, I really kind of got to see everybody that I want to see. Because when I go, I'm always reuniting with old friends and colleagues, but I'm also you know, meeting new people as well. And there's so many inspiring people in our sector. You know, we got to talk to them. We got to find out what makes them tick, and just listen to what they have to say and take it on board. And, you know, there's so many opportunities for that at the show. So, yep, there's absolutely no reason not to attend the Property Investor Show. And it really is, you know, speaking from experience, a very valuable day out.
It's been going more than 20 years. It's actually the longest running show at Excel London. As Vanessa was saying before, held twice a year in April and October, and usually gets between 5,000 and 6,000 visitors for each event. So there you have it. Holiday Cottage Hamburg Live will be a major new attraction at this year's Property Investor Show, held at the Excel London on the 19th and 20th of April. As we were reiterating over and over again, the event is free to attend, and you can download your e-ticket by visiting propertyinvestor.co.uk. Vanessa, I will see you there, and we hope that many of our audience will be joining us.
Well, that's awesome, and I look forward to seeing everybody there. Thank you very much for having me on the podcast, and it really is shaping up to be a really bumper event at a very, you know, optimistic time for landlords. So it's going to be a good 2 days.
Great to chat to Vanessa Warwick there about Holiday Cottage Hamburg Live. Make sure you download your free e-tickets from propertyinvestor.co.uk. And if you're interested in joining our growing number of exhibitors, get in touch over email. It's james@holidaycottagehamburg.com. For more information about the event, plus a host of tips and trends related to the short-term rentals industry, head to holidaycottagehandbook.com and follow us across social media. If you need any mortgage support, make sure you check out HCH Financial Services. Their team of brokers have access to the very best holiday let products and can also help with other property finance. Give them a call on 0333 1234 536, or email advice@hchfs.co.uk. You can also visit the website for more details, hchfs.co.uk. holidaycottage.co.uk. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope to see you at Holiday Cottage Hamburg Live in April. That's it for now. I'll speak to you soon.